In the cinema organ heyday, it was often said in fun that if your Christian name was Reginald, you'd likely become an organist. But lest you think this programme will be devoted to Messrs. Dixon, Four, New, Porter, Brown et al., let me disabuse you of that right now, for I've found no less than 25 organists, past and present, whose Christian names are John. There's no way that I'm going to be able to include them all in the programme, so maybe in the future there'll be a Volume 2, so to speak. So let's waste no time and get the show off with Johnny Seng and this powerhouse performance. Powerhouse by title and a powerhouse performance by the late Johnny Seng at the huge hybrid Howell Wurlitzer in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein, Illinois, recorded sometime between 1967 and 1970. In the very early electronic organ festival days, promoters often found themselves having multi-talented organists appearing, those that could play equally in concert, late-night listening, or afternoon tea-dance environments. One such organist was Johnny Bergin, and here he is, combining both organ and piano with Mr. Sandman. Thank you. Technics Organ and Piano, interwoven by Johnny Bergin, and the 1954 hit number for the vocal group The Chordettes, Mr. Sandman. Since then, it's been recorded by many, many artists, everyone from the Chipmunks to Bette Midler. Next, it's the turn of John Duffy and a track from a rare LP that he made at the KNX studio, Columbia Square, Hollywood, Wurlitzer, with a delightful ballad titled Thinking of You. A beautiful combination of a Wurlitzer and a Mason and Hamlin piano with the lovely ballad Thinking of You. At the risk of repeating myself, I have, in the past, indicated there was a time when some organists, be they pipe or electronic, had an instantly recognisable signature sound. Close your eyes and you knew who it was. The electronic organists that spring to mind are Klaus Wunderlich, Lenny D and Ethel Smith. But there's one that I know to this day is no longer heard, and that is John Walker and his digital orchestra, probably the first organist to combine the word orchestra with the electronic organ, in his case, a Yamaha. John and I still keep in touch from time to time, but to many people's dismay, he's no longer on the organ circuit. So to remind us of the sound that he created, here he is with Go West.
Go West.
Go West, a song by the American disco group Village People, an instant hit in the disco scene days during the late 1970s and found further success when it was covered in 1993 by the British duo Pet Shop Boys, played there, of course, on his digital orchestra by John Walker. Now, mentioning, as I did, organists with recognisable styles, yet another springs to mind, not only for his playing, but for the fact that I don't think he realised just how funny he was, without even trying to be so. He'd unconsciously have the audience laughing at his introductions, and then turn round and play sensitive arrangements such as this one, Chopin's Fantasia Impromptu. This is John Pettinger. Fantasia Impromptu, and that goes back to the days when organists sold cassettes, and I've got a feeling it was his only one. In any event, it was John Pettinger at an unnamed organ. These days you can almost count on one hand cinemas that still have organs in situ, but one that still does is the famous Gaumont State Kilburn. Here then is a piece which we usually associate with electronics, but played on that famous Wurlitzer by John Stewart, who was the popular resident organist there for a number of years. The tune is called Little Darling. Little Darling, taken from Meet Mr. Lucky, played there by John Stewart from one of the many superb LPs on the Amberley label, a feature of many of their releases being the superb pictorial covers, not to mention the high-quality audio as well. Now, it isn't an organ in a cinema, but for longevity in one place, the Compton Christie organ at Ossett Town Hall has to be a contender. One of the earliest LP recordings to feature that organ was this next one by famous showman organist John Madin. Playing a typical theatre organ piece, this is John with the Warbler's Serenade.
Thank you.
recorded back in 1979 with a well-fed and watered bird whistle in good voice, that was the late John Maydin and the Warbler's Serenade, composed by bandleader Arthur Pryor back in 1912 and usually paired on 78s of those days with the other popular novelty number, The Whistler and His Dog. Purely by chance, I heard that Australian organist John Atwell is due over here shortly, and in fact, on Saturday, April the 1st, he'll be playing the 319 Wurlitzer in Woking Leisure Centre at 7 o'clock. Now, would you believe that in 1974, John sent me a copy of his first LP, and I've been promised a more up-to-date recording to include in a future programme. Meanwhile, this was young John Atwell at the two-manual 12-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in Pulteney Grammar School in Adelaide, suitably attired in top hat, white tie and tails. Top hat, white tie and tails. And don't forget, if you happen to be within striking distance of Woking Leisure Centre on Saturday, April the 1st, then why not go along to see and hear this great organist from down under, John Atwell. The concert starts at 7 o'clock, and if you need any more information, the number to ring is 01923 720511. 01923 720511. Earlier this year, John Kiffin released a new CD called A Junior's Choice, music that takes us back to around the late 60s and the DJ Ed Stewpot Stewart, in whose honour this collection is attributable to. Thomas William Hicks was the real name of the person who made it famous, but we, of course, will always associate the Little White Bull with Tommy Steele.
Oh.
The Little White Bull, taken from John Kiffin's new CD titled A Junior's Choice, and of course played on his Versi organ. And of course you can see the rundown of all the tunes on that CD just by going to the Organ First web pages. Back now again to the pipe organ, and this time it's the turn of American organist John Ledwin at the huge 3-manual 26-rank Wurlitzer, which, until it was lost in one of LA's infamous forest fires, once formed part of his residence. This is The Man from La Mancha, which, as anyone who can recall their school days will know, is one of the numbers from the stage and film production adapted from the book Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes.
Thank you.
The Man from La Mancha, played there by John Ledwan. No doubt gearing himself up for another season at Blackpool Tower, but at present kept busy fulfilling concert engagements, is John Bowdler at his Technics GA3 with a trio of lively folk tunes, Jordan, Tin Gigi and Mason's Apron. Bowdler with one of those medleys that it's impossible not to tap your feet along to. Jordan, Tin Gigi and Mason's Apron. And that, of course, was John on the Technics GA3. Another organist that I always thought gave a faultless performance was John Beasley. From what I understand, he still keeps his hand in with the technical side of the organ world, developing software for organs. There's some nice videos of him on YouTube too, but right now it's a track from his Colours CD, featuring the Yamaha ELX1 and the lovely Lennon and McCartney classic, Yesterday. Yesterday, played there by John Beasley. Like I say, there's some great videos, albeit dating from 2001, of John playing live in concert on YouTube. Now, in respect of this next organist, I drew a blank, and despite asking one or two Organ World enthusiasts, none seemed to be able to know the whereabouts of John Barlow. Back in 1982, he was the award-winning American Theatre Organ Society Young Organist of the Year, and by 1986, he was the holder of the Cinema Organ Society Ian Sutherland Award, presented to the most promising theatre organist. During this time, he then made a cassette on the Wurlitzer organ, which at that time was in Dale Hall, Hampswaite, the organ having started life out in the Gaumont Cinema in Oldham. Anyway, from what appears to be his only recording, This is John Barlow playing the Tarantella from the Festa Rusticana suite. Lively Tarantella from the Festa Rusticana suite played by John Barlow. Another organist appears to have only made one commercial recording, and that's American John Ferguson. Again, this is another of those delightful occasions when the artist combines organ, a Hammond in this case, with the piano. The choice of music says it all. It's delovely. From the CD Duet by One, that was the late John Ferguson and DeLovely and Taking a Chance on Love. Yet another organist I can find no trace of, and like the two aforementioned artists, appears to have made only one commercial recording. His name is John Fisher, and whether or not he's still around, it was to him that the chance to make the recording debut of the Wurlitzer in the Hotel Panama was offered. To this day, the organ, nicknamed El Bombard, is still in fairly regular use, but this is what it sounded like back in 1972. John Fisher plays Historia de un Amor. The tune, otherwise known as A Spanish Love Story, played there by John Fisher on the Hotel Panama's famous Wurlitzer organ, which originally came from the Stanley Warner Theatre in Atlantic City in New Jersey. Well, I did say there'd be no chance of me including all the organists who have the Christian name of John in this month's show, but most certainly I couldn't close without including the one and only clown prince of the theatre and electronic organ world, John Mann. I've lost track of just how many organ concerts I've been to where the finale is often Tiger Rag, so this month's show's going to be no different. What may be different is to hear John Mann on the Dutch-built Standaard organ belonging to the Netherlands Organ Federati in Schiedam. Lively version of Tiger Rag, played by John Mann, it's time for me to bring the show to a close, but not before I tell you that in next month's programme I will have some news for you, brand new CD recordings, and of course one of those is going to be the fourth, yes, the fourth inside 12 months of a re-release set of Klaus Wunderlich. So don't forget to tune in to Organ First Radio. Do hope you've enjoyed hearing some of the great organists, past and present, in this month's show, and that you'll join me again each month for some more of the same. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.